Hallelujah. Nobody like you, God.
Nobody
like you, God.
Yes.
In all the earth, there's nobody like you. Hallelujah. God, I come before you this morning. That's my declaration. That's what I hope to impart from the hearts and the minds of your people, that there's nobody like you. No matter what they're going through, no matter what they've been through, no matter what they're in right now, there's nobody like you, God. And so we lift up your great name, oh God. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory for what you've already planned to do, for what you've already done, how you paved the way for your word to go forth. God, I simply ask that you would have your way, that you would use my voice, this earthen vessel, to proclaim your great word. I ask, oh God, that you would mentally lift up everyone under the sound of my voice. That you would cause them, oh God, to internalize this word like never before, so that they might declare for themselves, there is nobody in my life, nobody in my circumstance, hallelujah, that's like Jesus. He is the lover of my soul. He's everything to me. So God, we go forth.
Yes,
we go forth, God.
Hallelujah.
Standing, standing on the prophetic word that there is nobody like you. So show yourself, God. Show yourself to the people today. For those that need you in a sick room, oh God. Let me just lift up those that are in my spirit, oh God. There's a father and a father-in-law named Charles. Hallelujah. There's loved ones that are praying for him that need to understand there's nobody like Jesus. There's a nephew named Frederick that's in the hospital. That's been in the hospital for months, oh God. But he's just waiting, oh God, for a family member to understand there's nobody like Jesus that is keeping him. There's an aunt, there's a sister in the hospital named Fanny. Glory be to God. That is yet trusting you, oh God, that knows there's nobody like Jesus. And oh God, there's cancer, there's diabetes, there's high blood pressure, there's depression, there's oppression, there's pain, oh God, but there's nobody like Jesus. So we lift up the name of Jesus above all of these things, oh God. For you are mighty, you are sovereign, you are all powerful. And so we thank you right now, God.
Thank you, God. Thank
Amen.
You
for what you're doing in all of these circumstances, Amen. For how you're going to speak to us as we carry along. Have your way, God. Have your way. Move everything and anything that tries to put a hindrance to your word, that tries to block the free flow of your Holy Spirit. I ask, oh God, that you would arrest, subdue every divisive, distractive spirit. Hallelujah. And bring them obedience to the name of God.
You can't hear
her. There is nobody like you, God.
Nobody.
Amen.
So we look to you in this moment. We listen to you, oh God. There is a word from the Lord. We thank you for it, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
People of God. Let the people of God say there's nobody like Jesus.
Nobody
like him. None like you, God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Let
us hear the word of God coming from Jeremiah, the great prophet Jeremiah.
Hallelujah.
The 10th chapter. Ooh. Hallelujah. The 10th chapter, verses 6 through 16.
Yes.
Jeremiah 10, verses 6. Through 16.
Man.
Let us hear the word of God in the Amplified Version, which says to us, Jeremiah starts out declaring, and he said, buckle up your seatbelts. Glory be to God. That's what Jeremiah is saying. There is none. There is none like you, O Lord. You are great, and great is your mighty and powerful name. Who would not fear you, O King of the nations? For it is appropriate And it is your due. For among all the wise men of the nations and in all their kingdoms, there is none like you. And they are altogether irrational and stupid and foolish in their discipline of delusion. Their idol is only wood. It is ridiculous, empty, and worthless. Silver that has been beaten into plates is brought from Tarshish, and gold from Euphaz, the work of the craftsman and of the hand of the goldsmith. Violet and purple are their clothing. They are all the work of skilled men, but the Lord. But the Lord is the true God and the God of the and the God who is true. He is the living God and the everlasting King. The earth quakes and it shudders at his wrath, and the nations are not able to endure his indignation. In this manner, you shall say to them, the gods that did not make the heavens and the earth will perish from the earth and from under the heavens. God made the earth by his power. He established the world by his wisdom. And by his understanding and skill, he stretched out the heavens. When he utters, look at the power of our God. When he utters his voice, there is tumult of waters in the heavens. And he causes the clouds and the mist to ascend from the end of the earth. He makes lightning for his rain and brings out the wind from his treasuries and from his storehouses. Every man has become like a brute, irrational and stupid, without knowledge of God. Every goldsmith is shamed by his carved idols, for his molten images are frauds and lies, and there is no breath in them. They are worthless and devoid of promise, a work of delusion and mockery. In their time of trial and punishment, they will perish without hope. The portion of Jacob, the true God of whom Israel has a claim, is not like these. For he is the designer and the maker of all things. And Israel is the tribe of his inheritance. And he will not fail them. He will not fail us, because the Lord of hosts is his name, and there's nobody like him. Bless his name. Bless his name.
Bless his name.
Very early in my career, over 20 years ago, I participated in a team building exercise that began with the question, if you could have dinner with anybody you wanted to, living or dead, who would be the top three people you would select? And why would you select them? Even back then, over two decades ago, my first choice was Jesus, the one who died for me. Because even way back then, I was determined that I must see Jesus face to face someday. Today, I'm even more resolute that many, many important people will come through and touch our lives in various ways.
Amen.
Some of them will be teachers, parents, friends, siblings, co-workers, spouses, spiritual leaders. Amen, somebody.
Amen, amen.
But none of them will ever compare to, bless, or impact your life and my life like Jesus.
Amen.
But there is nobody like him.
Yes.
He is the first and most important relationship that we can ever have. And if you take the time to just sit with and think about what a mighty God you serve.
Amen.
You would agree with Jeremiah's assertion that there is nobody like the Lord.
Amen.
The one who was with God in the beginning, co-creating the heavens and the earth and every living thing that exists therein. The one who loves us enough to die for us.
Amen.
The one who intercedes for us before the Father on a daily basis.
Yeah,
it should make a difference. It really should make a difference in the way that you and I live. To know that there is nobody like the Lord.
Amen.
Nobody more deserving of our time. Nobody more deserving of our devotion than the Lord Jesus. See, mm-hmm. You can search if you don't believe me, high and low, far and wide, for the rest of your life, and you won't find nobody like the Lord Jesus. Somebody hearing me right now has been saved long enough and gone through enough to believe and agree with me that there is nobody like the Lord in your life. There never was, there never will be, there never can be. He has no equal, and there is no comparison to the Lord Jesus. That's my contention today. That's Jeremiah's contention and declaration. Hallelujah. In our sermonic scripture this morning, as he's prophesying during a time when the people of Judah, the southern kingdom, had turned to and become worshipers of idols. These man-made gods, constructed and configured of wood and metal. And Jeremiah distinguishes and he qualifies and contrasts Jesus compared to these foolish and futile idols that have been constructed by men. Yeah. He says that we are to worship the creator God, and not gods that are created by man. Amen. Listen, anything and anyone that you reverence, worship, or make your priority can become an idol and displace God in your life. If you don't believe me, listen to the words that Moses received in Exodus 24 when he stood on Mount Sinai. God thought it so important. He knew his people would stray away. So he gave this commandment to Moses. You shall not make for yourself an idol, whether it's in the form of anything that is in heaven above or that is on the earth beneath. Or that is in the water underneath.
Amen.
Listen, the idols today, these 21st century idols, they may not look like the idols of Jeremiah's day, but we live in a society where people have become devoted to and are making idols out of everything from their physical looks, their homes, their cars, their bank accounts, their children, their spouses, their jobs, Xbox, iPhones, television,
Amen.
Facebook, and every other kind of technology.
Amen.
And they're just as dangerous, if not more so, than the graven images of Jeremiah's day.
Amen.
Your response to these four short questions will reveal those unintentional idols that have crept into your life and have consumed your time and energy. Time and energy that belongs to God. Where and what do you spend your time on?
Mm-hmm.
Where and what do you spend your money on? Where and what is the source of your joy? And what is always on your mind? Hallelujah. If the answer is anything but Jesus, you need to go back and destroy every idol that has set itself up in your life.
Amen.
Thanks be to God today. Thanks be to God. There is still time for the people of God to hear and to heed the warning that is found in Exodus 20 and 3.
Amen.
You must have no other God. No other gods before me, says the Lord.
That's right.
And every true son and daughter of God must know and confess that there's nobody like Jesus.
Amen.
It's an offense, family. It's an offense and an insult to God.
Yes.
To correct or acknowledge, give allegiance to, put your faith in, and to worship an inanimate, impotent object that is powerless, lifeless, and useless. So Jeremiah testifies to us, and he presents a plain, a simple truth that the people of Judah and every reader of every age can understand. Amen. There's nobody like nobody. The Lord Jesus.
Amen.
He is real. He is alive. He's accessible and approachable. He's Amen. Approachable through prayer and through the study of his word.
Yeah,
he's
man.
The lifter of our head, the scripture says. He's active. Glory be to God. He's the God who walks with us and talks with us. He's the one who sees and knows everything.
Yes.
He's everywhere at the same time. He Amen. Never sleeps and he never slumbers. And still, he never gets tired.
Yes.
Glory be to God. And according to the writings of David, Daniel, Samuel, Isaiah, Moses, and Malachi, Jesus is mighty. His name is great, and he's worthy. He's worthy. Yes, he is.
Yes,
he is. Somebody ought to know he's a worthy God. He's
Amen.
Worthy to be praised. Why?
Yeah, man.
He's the original. He's the designer and the maker of all things.
Yes.
He cannot be duplicated.
Yeah,
he
man.
Cannot be replicated. And he cannot be fabricated. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You can make a God in your mind. You
yeah.
can make a God with your mouth.
Yeah.
I'm telling you today, there's
nobody
like Jesus.
Oh.
Hallelujah. He's unique, and
yeah.
he's in a class all by himself. Yes. It's called the Trinity.
Yeah.
God yeah. in three persons.
Yeah.
And in the writings of Romans 14:11, the Lord himself declared, as surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to declare and confess
yes.
that I am that I am.
Yes.
I'm the Lord and there's nobody like me. Hallelujah. You can look for him any and everywhere,
yes.
but you won't find.
Nope.
Don't yes. waste your time, because you just won't find nobody
yes.
like the Lord. Listen, unbelievers and evildoers, atheists, they are still trying to discredit and to deny Jesus' existence.
Amen.
They question his authority and his power solely because they know and are threatened by the fact that there is nobody like Jesus.
Nobody like yes.
that there's nobody but Jesus.
Yes.
Who can boast, I'm the one that died and yes. was buried. And yes. on the third day I arose.
Yes.
I got up, not with some power.
Yes.
I have all power in heaven, on earth.
Yes.
I've got the power over sickness.
Yes.
He's got the power over death.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the power over financial needs.
Yes.
He's got the power over depression and oppression. He has all power. And nobody but Jesus
nobody.
Can make that claim. Glory be to God. He is the one. Nobody but Jesus can save the sick soul.
Yes.
So the word of God says that while we were yet sinners, he died for us. Nobody else could
yes.
take upon my sin and your sin and nail them to the cross,
yes.
hang his head and declare it is finished. It's over. Nobody but the Lord.
Yeah.
To cause the lame to walk and the mute to talk, the deaf to hear and the blind to see.
Yeah.
Nobody but Jesus, family,
right.
could walk on water and not drown. Nobody but Jesus could turn water into wine, could
yeah.
destroy demons and heal the broken hearted.
Mm-hmm.
He's only one family that can raise the dead
yes,
and
man.
Call them back to life again.
That's your name.
He's the only one that
only
can
one.
Help the hopeless, yes. feed a multitude with two little fish and yes. five loaves of bread. He's the only one that can speak and command the winds and the waves
yes. yeah,
to obey his words. There's nobody greater, nobody wiser, and has more knowledge or power. He never wrote a book, yet there are millions of books yes. in every language,
yes.
in every yes. nation yes. that are written about him. Glory be to God, because there's nobody like Jesus. His name is excellent.
Yes.
His name is wonderful.
Yes.
And David yes, declared in Psalm 145:3, great is the Lord and highly to be praised. And his greatness, church, is so vast, is so profound, that is unsearchable and is incomprehensible by man and woman. We can't understand the manner, the magnitude, the majesty of yes, our God.
Yes.
The one thing we can say
yes.
with all surety mm-hmm. that there's nobody like him.
Nobody.
Hallelujah. And because there's nobody like him,
mm-hmm.
Christians, you and I should be confident, committed, steadfast, strong people of faith, fully persuaded that we're going to serve him, that yes. we're going to live for him, that we're going to trust him until we die. We
yes.
ought to be church at
Amen.
This point in our walk with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We ought to be a people that are spoken about in Mark 16:8 that are yes. able to lay hands on the sick
yes,
and to heal them in mm-hmm. Jesus' name.
In Jesus.
We ought to be the type of people
yes,
that
God.
John declared in mm-hmm. 14:12. He read what Jesus said.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote what Jesus said.
Yes.
That we should be able to do the same works as Jesus and greater works than the mm-hmm. works that we saw him do.
Yes.
We ought to be a people that
mm-hmm.
that Jesus is all the world to me.
Yes.
He's my life, my joy, my hope, my all. In
yes.
him will I put
Amen.
My trust.
Amen.
In him
Amen.
Will I live and move and breathe and have
Amen.
My being. In
yes.
him will mm-hmm. I confess that he's Lord over yes. everything.
Yes.
Not because there's nobody like him to me.
Nobody.
We ought to be a people that are not ashamed to
yes.
declare that there's nobody,
nobody,
nobody like Jesus.
Amen.
Others need to know how precious, how wonderful Jesus is in your life.
Amen.
And that you are absolutely sold out for him.
Amen.
That your life belongs to him.
Amen.
And that you live for him.
Yes.
To my young people today.
Yeah.
I want to encourage you with the words of Isaiah 55:6 in the New Living Translation. I encourage you, particularly my young people, to
mm-hmm.
seek the Lord while you can find him. To call upon him now, right now, today, while he is near. You're never too young. Hallelujah. To
oh,
learn
yeah.
that there's nobody like Jesus.
Amen. Yes, God.
Jeremiah, this great prophet, Jeremiah, was only 17 years old when the Lord called him to be a prophet to the nation. He
Amen.
Said, I knew you when you were in your mother's womb.
Yes.
And Jeremiah resisted. He said, not me, Lord. But God told him, you will go where I send you.
Amen.
You will say what I tell you to say.
Amen.
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, family.
Amen.
For I am with you and will see you through. Thus saith the Lord. And then he touched Jeremiah's mouth. He says, I'm putting my words in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
What an honor. What an honor.
Yes.
God wants to use each of you.
Thank
you.
Amen.
His glory. But you have to allow him
yeah.
to have his way. You
Amen.
Have to commit yourself. Commit your way to the Lord. You have to acknowledge him. So to my young people, commit your academics. Commit your friendships. Commit your choices. Yeah. Commit your life, the desires of your heart.
Yeah.
Commit all of those things to God. Trust him. Believe in him.
Yeah.
And allow him to lead you and to help you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
For desiring and allowing us to know you in such a personal way.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for inviting us.
Yes.
Inviting us.
Yes.
To allow you to come into our lives.
Hallelujah.
You said that if we would open up the doors of our lives, that you would come in and that you would sup with us.
Yes.
I ask, oh God, that you would put that burning desire in the hearts of these young people, in the hearts of those that don't know you. And precious God, I thank you for allowing us to come to you just as we are. We don't have to pretend. We don't have to dress it up.
Amen.
We can just come as we are.
Yes,
and you will receive us as we are.
Amen.
But not allow us to stay the way that we are. So thank you, God, for loving us so much, too much, that you don't allow us to become complacent.
Yes, God.
You won't accept mediocrity. You don't accept anything less than your best. All that you have deposited in your sons and daughters and entrusted to us. God, we thank you for teaching us how to trust you, not lean to our own understanding.
Yes, God.
Give us the will and the desire to know you in a better way through prayer and your word. Is in Jesus' name is my prayer. Amen.
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 There may be one that has heard the word of God that desires for God to do a new thing in your life.
Amen.
The old thing hasn't worked.
Yes, God.
You've gone your way long enough.
Yes.
God wants to show you a more excellent way.
Amen.
He wants to prove to you that there's nobody like him.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to show you that it's never too late.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So if there is one under the sound of my voice,
man,
that desires to give your life to Jesus, become a member of the Bethany Baptist Church of Christ under watch care or membership, I want to give you a moment just to purpose that in your heart, so that you can symbolically or literally raise your hand. And if not, you can call the church and we will receive you in the name of Jesus. We will take you in under membership or watch care. We will pray with you. We will pray over you.
Mm-hmm.
And we will usher you into the presence of God.
Amen.
The one who there's nobody like. Amen.
Amen.
Is there one? We offer you Christ Jesus. May the God of all grace, who imparts his blessings, his favor, the one who has called you and me to his own eternal glory in Christ. May he complete, confirm, strengthen, and establish you in everything that you do, in everything that he desires to do through and in you, so that you and I might be who we ought to be in him. In Jesus' name I pray. That God's hedge of protection would rest, rule, abide, reside, lead, and guide each of you until we come together again is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.